Hello, Charles here from Fine-Tune Digital. Today I want to talk to you about SEO and web design. One of the common mistakes we see with a lot of companies is that they hire a web design agency and they build them this beautiful looking website, which they then launch. And then they ask the question, well, how can we start driving traffic to this site? So they go through the process of hiring an SEO agency like ourselves. But what we're finding is when we take a look at the website, it says a lot of technical SEO issues that are not right. The structure of the site is not great for SEO. It doesn't lay the right foundations. And simplistically, it's because a web designer is not an SEO specialist. And also vice versa, an SEO specialist is not a web designer. So when your web designer tells you that the site is SEO friendly, they're basically telling you, yeah, we've maybe changed a few tags in the back end and that's really it. You're not necessarily paying them to run an SEO campaign, which involves a number of things from sort of, the technical SEO to ongoing content, to building backlinks. It's not a one quick fix. You don't just, make a few changes in the back end and then suddenly you're going to drive, an infinitive amount of website traffic, which is going to generate you a huge amount of leads and sales. It doesn't work like that. It's an ongoing process, continuing improvement, making changes, tweaking, and looking at the overall strategy. So what I'd always say is bring in an SEO specialist at the beginning of the process, so before you've launched the site, so that they can work alongside the web designer to make sure that not only does the site look good, but structurally, from an SEO perspective, it lays the right foundations, and it can also help to improve conversions, which at the end of the day is what you want, i.e. when I talk about conversions, I'm talking about more leads and sales and people spending more time on the site and providing them with the right user, the right experience. So that's just my thoughts on, making sure you bring the SEO specialist involved in the process from the beginning, rather than it being an afterthought.
Hey guys, Charlie here from Fine-Tune. Hope everyone had a great Christmas and New Year, and obviously is getting back in the swing of things today. I was just walking back from the dream this morning, actually, and I had a random thought pop into my head about the similarities between getting results at the gym and how the same could be said for SEO. Number one, the gym is a momentum-driven exercise, so you can't just turn up to the gym and expect to see significant results after a couple of months. It can take, as we know, six to 12 months of consistency to see real improvements in the way you look and feel. And the same can be said with SEO. Only doing a little activity here and there is not going to get you any significant results and create an inbound marketing machine that's going to generate you consistent leads and sales over the long term. Like the gym, it takes consistent work, mainly over the medium to long-term stretch. And number two, if like the gym, you decide to completely stop your SEO activity after 6 months, you may retain some results, but those won't last forever. You can't just show up to the gym for 6 months, quit, and expect to keep that same level of fitness and physique two years later. And the same can be said for your SEO campaign. Even if you've got good Google rankings and website traffic, which are getting you more business inquiries, you can't expect to get these results forever if you suddenly decide to stop your SEO campaign. Especially with SEO, where more and more competitors are entering the space and trying to knock you off the first page of Google. So just my little thoughts on, the similarities between the gym and SEO. And obviously, like the gym, don't neglect your SEO, guys.